Main character syndrome is taking over the lives of some in today's society. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Anna Gottlieb, associate professor of philosophy at Brooklyn College City University of New York, determines why this can be dangerous.
Loneliness and isolation seem to be among our most persistent and challenging epidemics. But instead of finding commonalities and creating shared moral spaces, too many in our social media-obsessed world have exchanged the possibility of relationality and interdependence for their opposite, the deeply individualistic, ego-driven solipsism of main character syndrome. Not a clinical diagnosis, but more a way of locating oneself in relation to others, MCS is a tendency to view one's life as a story in which one stars in the central role, with everyone else a side character at best. Main characters act while everyone else reacts. Main characters demand attention, and the rest of us had better obey. And it is MCS through which too many make liminal the humanity, including the emotional states, identities, and needs of others. This solipsistic turn is not only damaging to our relationships, but is also detrimental to our own sense of ourselves and to our ideas about what matters. In fact, MCS is so destructive to views of persons as relational as to pose a threat to two fundamental experiences of being human. The first is connection to others, the second is love. The main character narrative denies the possibilities of both. This is no simple case of generational misalignment, where the older generations are unfairly stereotyping the younger. Instead, MCS is dangerous precisely because it seems to be no passing fad, with its influence extending far beyond TikTok to business, academia, and to the halls of power. Perhaps we can reverse course by heeding the philosopher Immanuel Levinas's call to regard each other with care and wonder, and to once again find that which brings us closer together as vulnerable, interdependent selves.
That was Anna Gottlieb of Brooklyn College City University of New York. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.